This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. Nearly 1 million people have liked World Youth Day Rio's Facebook page in the run-up to the July 23rd to 28th events in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. As of Friday, more than 969,000 people had clicked the like icon for WYD. You can find that and all sorts of useful information on the official World Youth Day 2013 site. That's www.rio2013.com. In his first apostolic journey abroad, in Brazil, Pope Francis will lead many of the World Youth Day events, including liturgies, the Via Crucis, and a prayer vigil with young people. The Pope leaves Rome on Monday, July 22nd, and returns to Rome Monday, the 29th. While there, he will also visit a drug rehabilitation center and a favela shantytown, and meet with a number of prisoners. He is also expected to announce the location of the next World Youth Day. One of the young people traveling to Brazil from the United Kingdom is Mike Meadows from Liverpool. He says he's been going to the Marian Shrine of Lourdes in France every year on pilgrimage for the last 8 or 9 years, and he felt like he needed something else to build on the amazing feeling of faith and community he said he felt in Lourdes, so he decided to go to Madrid in 2011 for his first World Youth Day. Now he can't wait to celebrate his second in Rio with Pope Francis.
To put it simply, I absolutely can't wait. I went out to the last World Youth Day as an independent pilgrim. I met up with obviously my friends from Liverpool while I was there. I was only there for about 4 days or so, so sadly I missed celebrating with Pope Benedict. So I've been, you know, I feel like the new Pope's a really warm guy, someone who's looking to, you know, to really, you know, open the church up to everyone and especially young people. So I'm really looking forward to hearing what he has to say, and particularly because, you know, he's a South American Pope as well. I'm looking forward to, you know, to seeing just how much World Youth Day means to, you know, the people of South America. Particularly the Brazilians, and seeing how they, you know, want to celebrate with Pope Francis as well.
Obviously, you wanted to do your second one. What is so special about these events?
Well, first of all, I mean, I've got into going along through going to, you know, going on pilgrimage to Lourdes. Really, you know, all my friends who I've gone to Lourdes with, you know, for the last, I don't know, eight, 10 years or so, I've been going every year. So it's mainly building on from the back of that. I got back from Lourdes in 2011, and I just felt like I needed something else to build on, you know, the amazing feeling of faith and community that I felt in Lourdes. So I really wanted to move on and go along to Madrid, and you know, that's just grown ever since Madrid. Really, I've been absolutely hooked on just walking around and just seeing how many people who don't know each other just smiling and, you know, greeting each other in the street, sharing their faith story. You know, learning all about the different cultures that all meet, you know, for one reason, that's, you know, the common faith. So it's that main thing that I really, you know, witnessed in and built on in Madrid that I'm just looking to experience even further and learn a little bit more about myself, really.
What do you want to hear Pope Francis say to you and to the other young people this year?
Mainly just, you know, just talk about how, you know, how much it means, you know, for us as young people to go out and take ownership of our faith. I think it's something that we're all, you know, as young people who are all, you know, there's 4 million of us supposedly going out there. I think it's something that we're all really passionate about, and I'd love to hear how he would like us to go out and take ownership of our faith, and how he'd like us to, you know, to go out and, you know, and spread the word to everyone that it's great to be a young Catholic at the moment. It's great to be someone who wants to take ownership of their faith and share it with everyone else, really. So I'm really looking forward to hearing how he'd like us to go about doing that, and, you know, and how he wants us to express ourselves as young Catholics, really.
Are you worried about the language barrier?
well, yes and no. Thankfully, we do have Joe on our pilgrimage, who is a very good linguist. So I believe I'm going to be sharing and rooming with him. So I'll be relying on him to translate much for me. But I've bought a little handbook. So I'll be relying on that and on Joe's goodwill while we're there, really. But it should be okay. By the sounds of it, we've been in contact with a few of the guys in our host families from Rio Bonito, and they all have quite good level of English, so hopefully they'll meet us halfway on that one.
Well, that sounds great. What do you hope you're going to be bringing back with you from Rio?
I'd really love to learn a little bit more about my faith and how I'd like to take it forward in my own life. I learned a lot in Madrid in the 4 or 5 days I was there. from just interacting with others. I'm hoping to just learn from other people and see how, you know, see if I can take a lot from how other people from around the world, not just, you know, from my own pilgrimage and my friends, but from around the world, the different people from all the different continents, all the different, you know, all the different areas that who are going along. I'd really like to sort of see how they express their faith and see how I can maybe replicate that in my own life when I get back home.